Get out, the voice in her head ordered. Get out, run, it repeated. She realized now, slowly, as her computing faculties returned, that she could just about discern the outline of the room. This triggered her fight-or-flight response. Get out of the house! If she didn't want to die here, she needed to move. That much was swiftly and excruciatingly clear to her. Run! And so, body shuddering, breaths rasping, she folded forward, slithering across the icy wet floor, sputtering on the coppery taste of blood, dragging her naked form off the frieze of the bathroom tiles and onto the deliciously warm carpet of the hallway. But then there was a stomp of wet feet, running, splashing on the tiles behind her, and Lucy barely had time to react when small, powerful hands grabbed her from behind. No, not hands, but what felt like reedy, bony claws, thick with hair. They clamped around her ankle and dragged her partially back into the frieze.
No!
She screamed.
No! Help me! Somebody help me!
But the words were choked out of her, as a weight as heavy as the world crawled and scratched its way onto her back.